An ANC councillor in the Emfuleni municipality, which is based in Gauteng, who goes by the name of Maipato, I hope I said it right, Tsukulibane, has apologized, and this is after she bragged about her wealth and also insulted her colleagues in an audio recording that has gone viral on social media. So in the audio, you know, she actually talks about her fellow councillors over allegations of corruption. So she really lost it when she was accused of corruption, whereby she just went in detail and revealed how she attained some of the things that she has in her life. And she, I mean, she states that it's not because of corruption. She goes on to say she went to school. She was a principal for 35 years. She has her own money, has her own houses, you know, bought her things like legally and all that. And she even mentions that her shoes are worth more than 30,000 rand. I mean, Sandile, she even really goes deep in a sense that she talks about how she buried her own child and spent more than 200,000 rand filling the George Tabe Stadium alone to bury her child, and no one helped her. And I mean, when someone accuses you of something, especially, I mean, in an instance whereby, well, I know personally in an instance whereby I know nothing about what I'm being accused of, it can get frustrating, right? But I mean, going in such detail, revealing such information, does it really help in terms of feeling better with the accusations and allegations?
I think for me, it's quite, I mean, irrelevant what she was going on about, really, because I mean, why must you know all these salacious details about your life? You know, I think it just requires lots of professionalism, but also questions. I mean, what kind of training does she get to be in the position that she's in? You know, what kind of training has been given so that she knows what is relevant and what is irrelevant to people, you know?
Yeah, look, it's quite interesting indeed. So it is 2 o'clock. Let's get into your news headlines. Now, Sandile.
Through innovation.
It is completely inhumane to expect that which can be done by a machine to be done by a human being.
UJFM, shaping the future. UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
And your story is making headlines this hour. The DA urges banks to reject SAA's loan request, and former US First Lady Michelle Obama says she has depression.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 2 o'clock, I am Sandile Ntuli. Good afternoon. The DA is urging banks and creditors to reject an appeal for a 5.3 billion rand loan by the struggling airline SAA. Government needs to come up with an estimated 10 billion rand needed to get the business rescue plan off the ground. However, the DA says it is ludicrous to be looking for more loans when previous debt has not been settled yet. In other news, pharmaceutical giant Cipla is now manufacturing and distributing the antiviral drug remdesivir to 127 countries. Cipla was granted a license to manufacture remdesivir, which has been shown to shorten recovery time for COVID-19 patients after the drug was first tested by the United States Food and Drug Administration in May. Professor Helen Rees shared her thoughts on remdesivir with SABC News.
Therapeutic drug for treatment. So there are different pieces of research going on. Some are looking at how do we treat? How do we treat people in hospital and avoid deaths? How do we treat people in hospital and get them better as fast as possible and avoid progression of the illness?